Good evening, and thank you for listening to tonight's Access Hour, Turning Points, Student Voices from Madison's East High School. My name is Mark Appel, and I'm a teacher here at East in the multilingual and history departments. The stories you'll hear tonight come from our students. They talk about their immigration experiences, their lives here in Madison, being a teenager, their stories of family and friends, of school. Hope you enjoy all of them. These amazing students hail from as far away as the DRC, Mexico, Honduras, Nicaragua, Afghanistan, Puerto Rico, Mali, Senegal, Gambia, Guinea. We have the pleasure of hearing stories from their lives tonight. If at any point you don't understand the story, it might be because they're still learning English. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Turning Points, Student Voices from Madison East High School.
Hey, my name is Sandra. I want to talk about when my first day when we're coming in America. I was with my family and other people too. We came from Uganda and other people from Burundi. We were so happy to be here in USA. What I thought is not what I saw. I thought that life is going to be easy than Africa. Life is not that hard, but the only problem is the house rent is higher than in Africa. When we were coming, UNHCR gave us someone who would help us. We were a lot of people, and they started separating us to our states. Then we found ourselves in Madison, and we met our brother and other people we didn't expect to see or to know. We were living on the north side. I didn't like the house because it was too far to the bus stop. When we started going to school, the first day at school was kind of boring because I didn't have friends and I did not know how to get lunch. We lived well and happy. Then we started living on the east side, and I like the house because it is near to the bus stop and to the park too. Sometimes we go there and have fun with my siblings, and I like everything about the house, and I enjoy school too. Right now I have friends, and I know how to speak English a little bit. I'm trying. Thank you for listening. That's the end.
Hi, my name is Scott Castaneda, and this is my experience of the pandemic. It was during the beginning of 2019 when this had detected on the operation at the school. They have a week of four classes, but a little by little it was extended more and more. But unit classes were canceled completely, and they began the online classes. The truth was, it was complicated, but it was something different and different things that it will only begin with longer. It will because they it will be good be good for all of us, honesty. And the most important thing is to respect and the pandemic. That why the poor beer can be difficult, but you also have to have a good face. Class, we stay on the call and player almost the entire afternoon of my cell phone games and preparing to see Brawl Stars is a video game for cell phone. They are playing again this year and was an experience that changed my life, both for better and for worse. At the same time, I lost many social lists and done that time, but learned to value people around me, my friends and my family more. And the truth is that I am very attached to them. The truth is that we're not going to the best moment of my life because they always say at the middle school is the best part of the your life. And unfortunately, and spend a one I have for just watching the metros and computers and the four walls. It's hard. And the end, I come to the United States, Madison, Wisconsin. And everything was of the better, despite getting to know my sister more and started again. But appreciating in happened to learn to value what is really worth in my life and very things.
And then I'm going to Mr. Appel. Do you actually want to say a few words?
Yeah, hi everybody. How we doing out there? Let me hear ya. Okay, we're a little nervous. We're learning. We're excited. Today we're learning how to record our podcast.
Hi, today we're gonna do an interview. I am Lourdes.
Hi, I am Genesis.
Hi, I am Kimberly.
I'm Cherlyn.
Where are you from, guys?
I am from Honduras.
I am from Honduras.
I'm from Nicaragua.
What is your favorite food?
My favorite food is spaghetti.
My favorite food is mariscos.
I don't have a favorite food, but I like any food of my country.
What do you do for fun?
I play video games and watch TikTok videos.
I watch videos on Facebook.
I watch TV.
What type of music do you like?
Pop music. I like bachata music.
I like music K-pop.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that. Break it down. Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm not too hot to do. I got the superstar glow, so
hi, my name is Mirwes Mamun. My story is over my lifetime. There have been many events that have changed my life. I come to America and I don't speak English. I was just just know hi, how are you, and thank you. I don't know what people saying. This is hard for me. Then I go to school to learn English. I was so sad because I don't have friends and no one English. And no English. I'm crying. I don't have how to do project and how to do slides. And I never use a Chromebook before. That was hard for me. I can't tell my friends how to do projects. And because I don't speak English every day, I sit alone and sad. Then I find my Afghani friends and they speak better English than me. I was happy and they helped me to every class and take me to every class how to do project and how to make slides. But there is still one problem. When my friends can help in the test, that is not allowed to help someone. Then I was happy more day in the test. I was sad and my friends helped me a lot to speak English and study hard and take notes and pay attention to the class. If teacher don't go better and better, then a teacher is talking. I know what they say and what I know 20% English. If you want to learn English, you need to study hard.
Hello, my name is Nun. I will present my horror story. It all started on September 16 in 2017 when Hurricane Maria arrived from the island of Puerto Rico, being a very deadly hurricane since it was Category 5 with a speed of 174 miles per hour, leaving 3,059 dead and damage of $91.6 billion. In the news, they were telling us 4 days before that we should prepare your house, that we put wood to protect windows, and that we buy a lot of food and water bottles, and that we could buy flashlights, batteries for lanterns, lamps, and generators if they could. I remember when I saw everything right around before the whole mess happened. I remember everything very nice, everything very quiet, and in spite of everything. Then I remember that night that Hurricane Maria began to enter the island. We all protect each other in the middle of the storm. I remember hearing trees falling, sinks, roof flying through the air. And in the middle of the storm, hours after the end, super thick tree fell in front of the house and covered all the entrances. And the neighbors got together as a team and cut the tree into many pieces to be able to take it out, since it was gigantic. I changed my life a lot because we had to resolve with what we had at that time. Example, if the food got cold and we didn't have gas or something brave to heat the food, then we had to eat them cold. For example, I left the food hot to my brothers and I ate the cold food. Chef Boyardee cold peas and cold rice with chicken, or the canned food is also ate it cold because we had to solve with what was at the time. We couldn't complain or anything because we were much better than many people. Many people lost relatives, house, pets, and having lost everything. Hurricane Maria will never leave my mind. It's a mixture of trauma, teaching, and learning. With that event of Hurricane Maria, I learned to value food much more and begin to see life in a different way. Since he taught is to unite as a country, as a town, and as a neighborhood.
Day I met my dad on September 15, 2015, when I was 5 years old. My mother always seemed to remind me that day was raining and cold for that time of the year. However, the room inside the Newton Community Hospital was occupied in warmth. I am my parents' third child, as my two elder siblings were too young to understand the significance of birth. I was passed from the nurse to my mother and finally to my father. Almost 18 years later, the arms that my dad used to hold me in as, in fact, have now frustrated pain, anger, sadness, but most importantly, love. Although his touch is firm, his soul that stone a tender familiarity of all his children.
I'm going to tell you about my history, about my first day of school.
My first day of school was very exciting and nervous because I was thinking about how to make friends and communicate with all these new people. I got lost many times in the hallways until someone told me that the rooms have numbers and the teacher's name. I finally saw Ms. Gomez, my counselor. She graciously introduced herself and started explaining her rules and how to treat people here in the USA, which made me feel better since I was nervous. In Nicaragua, you can make friends faster than here since you feel like family and the language is a very important factor. Now, I have been at school for more than a year, and in this time, I have matured a lot in my mentality. Much more in English. Before I could not read a single paragraph, now I can do this essay with your help. English has become one of my priorities and goals. I will miss these days of my life and mainly to time with my friends and teachers. I hope to be able to graduate and meet more people at the college. I hope every day to learn more from my teachers and with my winter knowledge achieve my goals. So, thanks for hearing my essay, and I hope you like it. So, have a good day.
Hi, my name is Elias. This is my whole life story. The date was April 2021. Our country government is changed, make new government. It's called Taliban. The Taliban and government fight to each other, and there are so many Americans army between in the government. The American army leader decide we leave Afghanistan and say we also take those people who is work with us. In the past, we can't leave those people right here because it's danger for those people, and we need those people in the future maybe, and we can't leave those people right here to die. They take all people who work with American army and bring to America. I skipped some parts my story and come to when I come to America. It's changed my life. Life give me one more chance to do something for the future. And also there are so many university or college you can go and learn better, and there are more freedom than Afghanistan. I like most one thing for right here, respect for every religion.
Hello everyone, today I'm going to talk about my life and my history. Well, when I was chill, I never had in my head the idea to come into or immigrating to should a beautiful and big country like. I never had the idea to come into United States. It was never in my thoughts that my mother will do it. I had to immigrate with my brothers and my mother in the year 2022, October 20. My mother has always wanted the best for us. That's why we're here. And mom, if you are listening to this voice recording, thank you for everything. So yeah, thank you for always being strong and brave. To be honest, I never wanted to leave my family, my friends, and my people. It was not easy.
When I everybody here, everything zimmy very strange to me, like a totally different country than my country, different people. I had no friends, we had nothing, like just nothing, just my uncle, and he was a great help to us too. I never liked the idea of coming to this country, but my mother was not going to leave me alone in my country. She was very happy. She was so excited to come here. But I was not, like, I was so mad at my mom because she didn't want to give up everything. I think
and I didn't want to give up everything. I didn't even know 2% of the language at the first 5, 4, or 3 first months. It was very difficult. I didn't feel good emotionally. I always wanted to be crying and yelling at the people around me, and it was so stupid of me, because now that I think, they didn't have the whole thing. It's nothing, not even my mom. Now I'm well, I'm happy, excited every day. I love being with my family and my friends at school, of course. I love them very much, Charlene, Lourdes, and Genesis. And two, the last part, I want to talk about things that help me improve and adapt or accept reality. I was working in the eyes from each person I meet was very, very better, very and better, better and better. Then I feel bad again at times, sometimes when I came here, like, you know. I feel bad again at times and went out a lot. I also met the most husbandman in America. I met him last summer. And we're not going to talk about where or how I met him, because now I'm so embarrassed to remember what it was like. But anyways, I don't know. I don't regret anything. It was a very great and beautiful experience too. So that's everything, I think. And yeah, I'm better. I feel better every day, every single day. I feel better, and I like my school, and I like my friends, and I love my family. And yeah, sometimes I feel weird, like, I don't know how can I explain it. But yeah, I will be fine. And I like living here. But yeah, I'm happy. And I'm done. That's everything that I needed to say. I think.
I do that 3-4 times again. I testify for you. I'm so that like you, that I do it all, and I'm around. You're scared to do. I'm not. Long as you joking, now here for me. I ain't got it. My been scheming, looting, hide your bodies. Long as you dreaming about me, ain't no problem. I don't got nobody just with you right now. Tell the truth, I look better under you. I can't lose when I'm. Nobody like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. I can just snooze and miss the moment. You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. You do. In a drop top ride with you, I feel like.
I am my history of my life. The day that I get accident after school around 11 to 12 with my bicycle on highway. We truck on the that day I don't got school. I'm just walking around to see what happened with my best. I get accident and just wake up and run. I don't know. I don't want the people to know what's happening. But after 2 minutes, 3 minutes, like 20 minutes, my dad know and ask me what's happened. I'm like, no, nothing. I'm just cool. And after 2 months, my nigga hug and I tell him and he see me. Yeah, I know. On that day you got accident, is that pain? I mean, my mom got massage me, now it's cool. Yeah, everything's normal.
What's your name and age?
My name is Milady and I am 17 years.
What is your favorite food? I don't have a favorite food. Tell me about your family.
I live with my mother, father, and sister. What type of music do you like?
I like all types of music. What motivates you?
My mother. Where do you like to travel?
I would like to travel to Brazil. Describe your dream life.
Millonaria, perra. Tell me about your family.
I live with my mom, my dad, and my brother.
Polan, Roman, Alemán, que viva el rap. Ra, 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 yeah. Paquito, paquito, suéltate, moi. Dale para abajo, alócate. Ra, 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 yeah. Paquito, paquito, suéltate, moi. Dale para abajo, alócate. Ella rompe los esquemas, sin discusión el tema. No somos ni Lenny Kelly, pero es un dilema. Rafa, no se cansa, es el problema. Pero esperen, ese no es el tema. Yo soy su alienígena, na, na. Está quemada, ella baila hasta el tra, tra. Está fuerte como machuca. Le encanta cuando el rasta la machuca. Y ra, 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 pe, yeah. Paquito, paquito, suéltate, moi. Dale para abajo, alócate. Ra, 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 pe, yeah. Paquito, paquito, suéltate, moi. Dale para abajo, alócate. Lo baila así, suave a su manera, caliente como frío.
I'm Genesis. When Cole leave the shelter into someone with papers pick us up, so a member of my family from Italy was able to get us out of the place. Because I lived in Texas for approximately 4 months with my aunt. My brother at that time was super sick until he recovered. And then it was when we finally moved here to MNY. Life changed completely when my mother decided to immigrate to the United States. On the trial, one of the most traumatic things was when we traveled in a tour in the south. I came in the front part, but there were children in the back. So forget it from the heat, and I was afraid that the same thing will happen to me and I will die. And at one point, he had to sleep in a abandoned house, which were disgusting, mainly the patrons and the food. One of the moments that upset me and moms was when the Mexican immigration got us in the trouble and we were afraid, because if that happened the most likely thing is that they will return you to your country. So every time you went through on the way once more. If the local Mexican immigration got us Mexican papers only for 1 week, after that month we could no longer in the country. But now when we arrive here in the United States, we have another problem, which was that my mother came out with COVID, and for that reason, we call cash blame. So we had to stay in shelter, in which there were 3 people in super narrow place and without food and no place to sleep. Addison and I really like it. I think it's so good place. I talking generally about the country.
Pega na tripa, tapa. Hi guys, my name is Mati. I'm here to say the story of the Ruby Badgers. Ruby Badgers teach the story the other people know, like how life hard. She's teaching like the student and the child, and she's teaching a lot of cool for the students to understand the white and black is not the same, but you can learn if you want about your life. And that's it for this part of the story for the Ruby Badgers. The dad is not like the school they go into. The mom, they help the child. They have the gardener, and the white people hate her. They're making the Ruby Badgers get out of the school because this is the only one black girl who come to school to learn. She's the only one who teaching the. Teaching the one student because they black, the white people don't like her. And this was a sad story. And this is story for the Ruby Badgers.
What are you thankful for today?
I went cricket.
Yes. Nordez, what are you thankful for today? Scott, ¿de qué estás agradecido hoy día? ¿De qué estás agradecido hoy día?
Bueno.
¿El viernes?
Okay. Yeah, órale.
Hi, I'm Cherlyn and I'm from Nicaragua. I arrived to US in 2021. It was hard for me because I didn't know no one, and also I had to learn English. If I have to describe myself, I could say that I'm a happy person and I'm also hardworking. I have new friends and I still miss my old friends, but damn. I would like to talk to more people, but the language is a barrier for me. In the future, I would like to go to the college and make my parents proud of me, and someday maybe come back to Nicaragua and spend more time with my family and my friends and create new memories with them. There are many things that I learned since I came here, and one of them is that I have to always try my best and be persistent. There are always good things that maybe at the moment we can see.
El suelo donde nací yo, sus lagos son serenatas, maravilloso talismán.
Hello, my name is Ibrahim. I'm going here to talk about I play big soccer game at East High School. I came from Senegal to the American. How do U.S. have need here for 5 years? I came with my brothers. I came here to East High School. East Denver soccer field will play soccer are there. We'll play a different school I am 16 years old. And 2023 born Sweden and Mbay and Mohammed and Sarah and Kadim. It is was sunny and outside we scored lots of goals. There was lots of cheering for once some of my team.
Kuna ujonon Ambiko, Pakistan, Urusia, Arabistan. Bugo Iwatana Kio bot me kuna ujonon Ambiko, Pakistan, Urusia, Arabistan. Ne, 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 ne. Ha, ne, 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 ne. Bejan jone kunduzi, bejan jone kunduzi, bejan jone kunduzi. وطن نکنه او مردم خدا زارتان نکنه او مردم ای وطن وطن دوست ای وطن وطن ما چرا برف خود ده بام دگا پرتیم چرا عرف خود ده دان دگا پرتیم وقتی کیفش هم میکنیم خانه ماست وقتی میویش هم میخوریم باغ ماست مگم وقتی فصل پیش و کم آمد وقتی که غم آمد و ستم آمد یک دفعه دیگه دی جهان.
Hi, my name is Sewat Allah and I'm talking about my dad life and how he joined US Army. My dad started work with US Army in 1998 in Kunar-Nari. The first person was my dad. He joined US Army in my village. At the same time, people were saying bad war things to our family and they said to us, your family is a slave of US Army. My dad was tired of the people talking. After that, we left our village and we moved to the capital of Kunar. My dad was also there in the US Army base. They give a lot of money to my dad and ask him, if you want to bring more people from your family, you can. Then my dad brought to the base my cousin, Rafiullah, and he started work in 2011. And he was there for a long time. After that, my dad's friend told him in 2015 that if you want to go to United States and let me know. Then my dad thinking after that he talked to my mom and my older brother and they said if okay if you want to go there you can your life will be safe there. My dad told his friend I want to go to the United States. Then they give a child letter like our documents to apply for our case.
استوری میشم و کهانی میشم چشم ماده جیب دگابن میمانه باز مرغ ماده شاخ دگابت میخونه باز چشم ماده جیب دگابن میمانه باز مرغ ماده شاخ دگابت میخونه باز خود ما آبا بکنیم وطنه خود ما پرورش میدیم چمنه من نکنم تو نکنی او نکنه.
My first IPAM trip, I will tell you about my first trip to Mexico. What the experience of taking a plane for the first time and alone is like. It is a very nice experience to see all the house, building, and everything you come from a very high altitude. Look up how the lights of the country at night through the window. You can also watch the sunrise and sunset. Everything is very nice on a plane. The happiness of knowing that it will take you to the place where you can visit and be with your family on vacation. When I was at the airport to take my flight, I had many mixed emotion, happiness, knowing that I would see my family again and
I also feel a little fear and nervousness when sitting on the plane and knowing that I will only be traveling alone. When aside that, I had arrived in Mexico, I feel great happiness because I never tied in a few more hours. I will be able to see and with my family. What I like smoke is go to Mexico because I can hold more. I also know more place because I can spend with my cousin.
My name is Ahmad. When I was 14 in Afghanistan, I remember the Taliban attacked our country in 2021. My dad was a soldier. He was working with American soldiers. During the war, the American soldiers decided to bring their Afghan soldiers to America. On April 1, 2021, we moved from Afghanistan to USA because the Taliban made a new government. I was very young in Afghanistan. I remember that I was going to middle school in Afghanistan. When I was 14, there was war in Afghanistan. We left our country, and those who worked with the American army decided to leave the country.
Putsch in my country. It was a day like any other. Early in the morning, my father left for work as usual, leaving my brother and I asleep and drink our last week of vacation. This day, September 5, 2021, I remember that we woke up around 10 a.m. As soon as we finished lunch, our neighbor came to ask us if we were have problems with our television like him. That's how it is we turned on the TV, and unfortunately, we had no signal like it, and our phone received weak reception, which created general panic among everyone, because we realized that all our neighbors were in the same situation. What happening? That was the question that kept getting asked by everyone. But my biggest worry was, where is my father? Why he is not answering call or messages? Silence filled the streets of my city. We all expected the worst around 1 p.m. Rumors suggested that it was a coup d'etat. I did not expect the concern that my family and I had, but I must admit it is better than remaining in ignorance. In itself, the coup d'etat did not surprise me, much knowing the conflictual relationship that Africa maintained with democracy. There have been hundreds of coup d'etat in Africa since the advent of this regime, until today plunging so many countries in a deep ordeal. My country is no exception. I was on the verge of having an anxiety attack. I felt sick as the minute turned into an hour. Arcane or macabre ideas were circulating in my head. It was around 5 p.m. that they came home safe and sound with this camera and the tripod. I was all trembling, so I called in, like the other member of my family, jump into his arm. He reassured and thanked everyone who was worried about himself, even some neighbor who really sympathized with our concern. This evening, I remember he rocked me like a baby after feeding me. My father and I are too close. I knew that he plays a very big role in my life, but that I understood without him in my life, I risk sinking. Despite the fact that It has been almost 3 years since this incident that day remains and will remain engraved in my memory and my thought each time go to the unfortunate orphan who lost their parent in atrocious situation. How do they manage to hold on? What if it was me? There are questions I constantly ask myself.
My name is Mehbula and this is my story. On April 1st, 2021, I was in Afghanistan with my family. There was war between the Afghan army and the Taliban. I was born in Kunar, but my family was living in Nangarhar in the state of Afghanistan. After a few days, I moved from Nangarhar to Kabul. It was hard to leave the country, but there was war in Afghanistan. Our first flight was by airplane to Qatar. We were in Qatar after 1 week. We moved to Germany. We spent 3 weeks in Germany. After 3 weeks, we moved from Germany to Washington, D.C. I remember middle school in Afghanistan. I was so young. I did not understand the writing and reading. When I was reading, the other students were laughing. Then I started working hard every night. 1 year later, I became a good student. Then I moved from Kunar to Nangarhar. In Nangarhar, I was so happy because I made many friends. My father told me, believe in yourself, you can do anything.
Hello, my name is John. I'm from Puerto Rico. My favorite hobby is writing songs and not just writing them and that's it. You have to think well and bring out your creativity and the emotion you have at the moment and the feeling. Music is for expressing yourself and it's not only music as many people think. People would think that making music, singing, or just writing songs is something easy or completely wrong. Music is a stressful word and very bad if you are not prepared for that word.
En punto de la noche y salgo como de costumbre. Prendas en diamantes que siguen cuando me alumbre. Me diferencio de la muchedumbre. A mi estilo puede que no te acostumbre.
Thank you all for tuning in to tonight's Access Hour, Turning Points, Student Voices from Madison's East High School. You had the pleasure of hearing the stories from the following students: Sandra, Scott, Lourdes, Genesis, Sherling, Kimberly, Mirwes, Jean, Titi Bobo, Alan, Elias, Emily Z, Mamadou, Stephanie, Milady, Mati, Ibrahim, Sibkatula, Emily S, Mariama, Muhibula, and Ahmad. Additional big thanks to Miss Helena White, WORT volunteer, amazing speech pathologist, who helped plant the seeds for the idea for this podcast and help me out along the way. Also to our amazing librarian, Ms. Jen Milne Carroll, who provided her encouragement and expertise throughout the entire process. Students, it was amazing watching you record your stories, share a little bit about yourselves, push yourselves in English. You're so brave, so wonderful and hardworking. Every day with you has been a humbling and joyful experience. Thank you, everyone. Signing out from Madison East High School.
Supuestamente ya yo te olvidé, pero son las 11:34 y de ti me acordé. No te veo desde que me mudé, pero soñé contigo anoche y te saludé. Tratando de sellar las cicatrices, he estado con modelo y con actrices.
Seguramente yo nunca las quise. Seguramente no sé ni por qué lo hice. Y en el garaje está el Bentley que tanto querías. Me monto pa' fumar imaginando que lo guías. Ya me cansan los trisones y las orgías. Ya me cansa que mi vida siga vacía. Y recuerdo que me lo decías. Que si no cambiaba te perdía. Como quisiera volver esos días. Ahora que soy rico no tengo lo que tenía. Pues mi Rolex no brilla igual que tu sonrisa. Y con esta puta no me gusta compartir la frisa. Si piensas volver me avisa. Mientras yo sigo solo. Otra noche en Miami, yeah. Otra noche en Miami. Otra noche en Miami. Otra noche en Miami. Otra noche sin ti. Otra noche sin ti. Otra noche sin ti.
You've been listening to The Access Hour. The Access Hour is WORT's commitment to community access to the airwaves. For this hour, we have turned the airwaves over to a member of the public. The views expressed on The Access Hour do not represent the views of the station, its staff, programmers, or the board of directors. Remember, though, that this show relies on your ideas. An application to produce a program can be found on the internet at wortfm.org. Look on the left side for Sign Up to Host an Access Hour. Music, talk, comedy, drama, or whatever can be conveyed over the radio, the Access Hour is anything you want it to be.
You've been listening to WORT, Back Porch Broadcasting, Madison. Next up is Something Wonderful with Ryan Parks.
The High Noon Saloon presents Natty Nation's 420 Reggae Party on Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m. Natty Nation blends authentic reggae with elements of rock, soul, and funk to create a unique Midwestern sound. Natty are joined by the 13-piece reggae sensation Dub Foundation and the jazzy reggae of Polyrhythmic Roots, along with your host, DJ Trichrome. More information can be found at high-noon.com. The High Noon Saloon presents Natty Nation's annual 420 Reggae Party with special guests Dub Foundation and Polyrhythmic Roots, and hosted by DJ Trichrome on Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m. at the High Noon Saloon. Live music lives at WORT Madison. Sportstock is coming to Warner Park on Sunday, May 19th, and we're holding a raffle with some great prizes. Winners will take home one of five Summer Music Festival weekend passes, and we've added dinner for six with tequila tastings at Migrants worth over $700, a pair of season passes to Forward Theater, stays from Marquette and Ruby Marie Hotels, and a crystal and onyx necklace from Goodman's Jewelers. Gift certificates from Sardine, Orange Tree Imports, 10-pin alleys, and much, much more. Plus, merch from Wine and Hop Shop, and of course, some great wart swag. Tickets are $3 each, 2 for 5 and 5 for 10. Drawing is at 5 p.m. at Wartstock, but you do not need to be present to win. Tickets are available at upcoming wart events or at the station. A complete list of prizes is on our website at wartfm.org. Good luck.
I feel lucky today.
Record Store Day is on Saturday, April 20th, and you're invited to celebrate the biggest day in records with WORT DJs.
At The Door, 4509 Monona Drive, Matt and Mike from The Mosh Pit will be spinning Heaviness from 1 to 3 p.m.
And at Sig's Treasure Chest and Paradox Vintage Parking Lot Market, 222 North Street, you can catch
Steph Stringer from Her Infinite Variety at noon,
DJ Kiara Skyro from Fuzzy Lifting Drink at 1 p.m.,
DJ Spin Cycle from Pan Africa at 2,
Ms. Nikki from Soul Sessions and Her Infinite Variety at 3,
and Bad Sister Heidi from Psychoacoustics at 4.
And if that's not enough for you, W.O.